Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fun with Flame. I am your host, Daniel the Flame. And today I have something special planned. Isn't that great? I haven't really done this outside of like a couple of videos I've done on YouTube. But for a podcast, I've never actually reviewed a video game before. So I shall review a video game that came out on the PlayStation 4, because that's where I played it. It actually originally came out on like the PlayStation 3. But then it was re-released, and it's called Kingdoms of Amalur: Re-Reckoning. Now, I'm pretty sure if you walked around if you walked around Walmart a couple of times, you might have seen this game in a bargain bin. Well, they don't have a bin, but more so like, you know, little low-end price games where they stash those. And that's where I found mine. And upon essentially seeing my little brother play it back in the day when he like got it for free on PlayStation, I always asked and I was curious about it because I was wondering, you know, is that a pretty good RPG? To which I was told yes. So naturally piqued my interest. And me being someone who actually likes and indulges in RPGs, I looked up different people talking about the game and seeing everything about the game and whatnot, and being told seeing the different qualities that the game actually presented piqued my interest a great deal. And so I actually went out and bought it. Now, I also should reiterate that like thinking about this was something that was like a big deal for me. Like I sat and thought about this for a good while and I was like, you know what? A game that'd be interesting to play seems like a cool little RPG. Nice little elements that they had going on like that. A lot of people praise it. Like if you look the game up today on YouTube, people got a bunch of videos that'll say like the best RPG you haven't played or best RPG you haven't heard of, or things like that. So, you know, nothing but giant and good praises coming with this game. So, naturally, I just hunkered down, you dirty dog. And I went and actually bought the game to play it. And upon playing it, like I've been playing it for a good couple of hours. If you've seen any of my YouTube podcast episodes, and you'll see actual gameplay that I have. And I've stoked in hours into this game. A lot of that, I kind of put on the... I kind of feel bad for it because instead of it being an actual authentic view count of how long I've been playing the game, there have been a couple of times where I fell asleep while playing the game, you know, like going into the wee hours of the night. And so, you know, that those times just kept racking up and whatnot. And then I would just autosave upon coming back into consciousness. And it's like, oh, damn. Like, so, yeah, like my hour thing is like over 100 and something. I was like, yeah, that chalk that up a lot to sleeping. But I know I haven't really been playing the game for that long, but that's crazy. But that's aside the point. But so naturally, like I felt like, you know, it'd be the appropriate time to talk about it because I'm nearing the end of the game. I've been doing like the different side missions, a lot of the side quests and things like that, and just doing a whole bunch of stuff within the game. And so then I decided like now would be a cool time to talk about it. I've seen different things, even talking about the fucking history of the game. So naturally, yeah, you know, it was like, you know, you invested this much time in it, time to get something out of it rather than just playing the game. So naturally, what I want to talk about is the fact that this has got to be one of the worst fucking RPGs I have ever played in my entire goddamn life. Everyone who sits there and assumes that this game is good is a goddamn psychopath and are just inherently stupid. If you enjoy this game or you like playing it, more power to you, but realistically, every element and every action that is in this game has been done 1,000 times better and 1,000 times other ways. And honestly, this isn't even something that is worth time to be invested in, as it equates to nothing. This game has nothing but a bunch of false narrative choices, as well as false gaming mechanics that essentially boil down to an overwhelmingly hollow experience. I have amassed myself an incredible fortune within the game, and I have nothing to show for it. I just keep gaining money, and I look back and I go, so what the fuck am I supposed to do with all of this? Because there's nothing that I inherently want to buy, nor am I ever held up for money. You have nothing to worry about in terms of actual difficulty or anything like that, as buying and creating potions are things that you can just do on the fly whenever the fuck you want. So you never really have to worry about actually dying because there's no cooldown time for any of the potions that you use. There's absolutely no type of strategy within the game. And even the concept of the story, if you could call that a story, is just something that is just overwhelmingly abysmal. This game is the brainchild of a fucking madman. And he honestly was attempting to make an MMO. Like it was like a essentially it was like an old like retiree baseball player. I've basically even talked about the fact that essentially the game itself was it damn near almost bankrupt the entire state of Rhode Island because they put so much into this game, and the reason that the game didn't amass to anything was very much apparent upon playing the game. And it still seemed like an interesting game, but just didn't hold any water for anyone who essentially doesn't like RPGs of that nature. But I actually do. I've played the Dragon Age games. I've played Two Worlds 2, for God's sakes. And if you even know what that is, and you're like, Jesus Christ, dude. Favorite game of all time is Kingdom Hearts 2. And I hope that set a precedent of exactly what I hold as a gold fucking standard. But that's a JRPG, and this is something that was made in America. So yeah, it's different. It's going to be greatly different. But the thing is that Two Worlds 2 was a crap fest of a game with a crazy ass abysmal story, which honestly boiled down to just, ugh. And it's supposed to be a sequel or something, but I could give two shits, and the game itself just kind of bolstered that fact. But this game sets a whole different precedent. I actually liked when I was playing Two Worlds 2. And when it was over with, I was like, oh, okay, that was just, yeah, that was whatever. But this game right here, I'm finding to be a trudge to actually get through. I do not like anything that's happening. The concept of the main character as well as the story is just the biggest fucking turn off that you could ever possibly have when indulging into a video game. When you don't give a damn about the game, the world, the setup, the characters, anything else that's going on, why the fuck are you playing it? And I find myself asking that question multiple times while I'm playing it. And it isn't a matter of preference, it's a matter of just being interesting as a whole. I've played games that are bad, but the preference, but the overall concept is something that essentially I'm trying to see all the way to the end, whether it's just being totally terrible, like something like, oh, I don't know, Final Fantasy 13, or if it's something that's, just mildly entertaining, like the original Ninja Gaiden or Ninja Gaiden Sigma. It's like this game was meant and intended to be hard, but I didn't necessarily care about that aspect of the game, but the game itself was still interesting enough to where, like, I pushed on through. I didn't finish it, but I pushed on through. I got stuck. I literally got stuck. But this game right here is something that's essentially just been this weird ass con just this weird, crazy pet project that I've been just struggling so hard with to even try to finish because it's like, I don't even want to play it. It's kind of making me not like video games. That's how bad this fucking game is. This is not good in any facet of the world. Now, a lot of people are taken in by different qualities and different aspects and things like that. And again, I have to hinder back towards what it was, which was a brainchild of a retiree baseball player who essentially likes video games. And the thing is that this game is so packed full of different mechanics that it does not have its own fucking identity, which is why it's just really, really, really bad. The different color aspects, the different dungeons, the different characters and stuff like that, the showcase within the game, it's cool that there's a variety of these things. But eventually, all the dungeons blend in the same. It doesn't matter how many sparkles they have in different areas, they're still the same dungeon. It's about four or five of them, and it's just the same fucking thing over and over again. It's just different things are put in different areas, or there might be a color palette change. Other than that, there's nothing interesting about it whatsoever. I keep thinking back to a game like the .hack GU games, where essentially all the dungeons and everything were exactly the fucking same. There was just a like, and then that game was even worse because essentially the dungeons had like a pseudo labyrinth effect, but there wasn't any. It was just some whack ass scaling and moving about in their dungeons, but there wasn't anything special about any of it. And honestly, having different aesthetics of color palette and having different basically sparkly bright high definition bits in different areas could give the illusion of being something creative, but generally it isn't. It's just nonsense. And honestly, it just becomes a trudge to actually get through because they're just so oversaturated and steeped with dungeons and things like that, but they're filled to the brim with a bunch of different weapons and different equipment items and things like that just boil down into absolutely nothing. The stuff that you immediately would get and want to sell. There's absolutely no reason whatsoever in the game to want to change up what what fighting style or what main weapon you want to use outside from the stat points being slightly different if you're just going about actually looking up stuff in the game. Now, apparently doing blacksmithing and alchemy and sage crafting and things like that would actually change that concept of the game to where you actually are able to make better equipment and things like that rather than waiting for the game to showcase it to you and whatnot. But if you happen to not want to play that way, well, then that's another problem in itself, because honestly, you don't actually need to do that at all. I've actually seen and heard testament from other people who essentially say you probably don't want to craft and create better weapons because then it'll make the game far too easy as you're able to just rip through a bunch of the characters. I mean, a bunch of the monsters and enemies that you actually have to fight within the game. And the problem with that is the fact that the character, the enemies and whatnot don't actually hold a challenge regardless. So no matter what you do, you really are kind of put up on the wall of actually having to worry about a difficulty. Now, if anything, this game has an issue with jumping. So you can get overly swamped with hordes of enemies while you're all on your lonesome. And then realistically, that's an easy fix as soon as you're just able to roll out of the fucking way or duck dodge and learn how to parry or use the block button correctly. But essentially, it's like that's their way of overcompensating for making a really abysmal type of game. You just find yourself surrounded by a multitude of enemies, and for some reason that equates to difficulty. That is always a terrible way to try to bolster a difficulty within a game, and honestly, when it's done in an RPG, especially an action RPG, it's just made 1,000 times worse. Like I said, I keep thinking back to something like Ninja Gaiden, which did that in strides, but that game was meant to be difficult, while this game is just incredibly easy, but then it just gives you a difficulty spike of just add more enemies. There you go. Like, you just keep swamping you with a bunch of added enemies, and then different monsters and characters that essentially kind of put you on a they kind of basically freeze you up, so you're more so often to get hit, poisoned, stunned by certain monsters and certain enemies, to where this is supposed to seem as if it's some kind of strategy thing, but it's far more of an annoyance, because while the enemies are attacking or they're doing certain elements, like it's this fucking thing that uses like this, that's like a tree thing, and it like makes its roots come down, and you got to like dodge it like 4 times until you can actually start showing damage while you're hitting it. Even though if you are hitting it during this animation while it's attacking, it'll be taking damage, but it's not going to move to showcase it because you're not actually interrupting the technique. The game has decided that the technique will go through regardless of what you're able to do, which is just fucking bad. It's just a terrible mechanic. It's just really bad. And it's like, he's not invincible or anything like that, but the game is just dictating that no, he cannot be hurt right now. It sucks when they do shit like that, but some games do that and they essentially are like, no, this is actually a difficulty thing for this character, when it isn't. It's far more of an annoyance than it is anything else, because it doesn't bring any type of difficulty or strategy to the mix. It's literally just an annoyance. This character, I know how to take it out. It can easily be taken out. I got a plethora of techniques and attacks that can take it out, but I'm being swamped by a bunch of other creatures, and then at the same time, he's now gone into a work of frames where he's basically like invincible, and I know I can easily just kill him. I'm rolling right to him, but boom, he just immediately started getting into those motion of being invincible, and now I have to wait until his ass is ready to get subdued. And while I'm waiting, I can't necessarily attack the other creatures. I have to dodge his attacks before I can even lunge back to fighting him again. It's really fucking annoying, really fucking stupid, and it happens way too goddamn often. The variety and the difference in actual enemies that you actually do fight within this game are none. There's nothing. You're generally going to see all that you have to face within the first couple of hours of the game, and then upon seeing that, you're kind of just like, yeah, I'm done with really all that's being shown. Now, you'll get a brand new villain enemy that you should fight every now and again, but it's nothing really that special or anything that's of a great value or of a, like an actual challenge within the game, rather than it being something where it was like, you know, you had a hard time fighting this one enemy long ago, and then later on that enemy is now just a regular mob monster character that you now have to fight during an even harder boss battle or something like that. It doesn't really equate to that. You kind of just get this regular mob character that you can defeat real easily, and then now this new mob character is just now far more apparent when you're in this brand new area. And then that's all that it ever amounts into. So very abysmal in terms of any type of structure or nothing of that nature to get you invested in anything that you're doing, which leads me back into the story. There is no story. You're a character that essentially is fateless in a world where people know the exact intent of their fate. But then upon dealing with you, you actually alter and change how that fate actually is structured. Which is really weird and stupid, that really makes no sense, because then it's one of those elements of like, why do anything if you know like exactly how you're supposed to die? So what the fuck? But upon this character interfering with that, then it's like, well, then why is anything anything? Because why aren't there characters out there trying to go against their fate? Why aren't there characters out there that are opposed to what the fate is? Or why is there not a legion of something that is just dead set on making sure you follow the fate? And then see someone like me as a problem. Small little elements that would probably make the story far more engaging for my character aren't there. Essentially, I'm just an undead, reborn, chosen one who then just falls into the realm of the chosen one. Why do everyone immediately accept me as the chosen one? Just because there's nothing going on within the story or anything that happens, even within the side missions, that give you that probably alludes that you're doing anything by choice or that you're doing anything and it's ranking under your decision, especially in a game where you're constantly talking about fate and then the changes that come from your from a character that's able to basically bend said fate. So why not have that type of mechanic? Well, I'm pretty sure someone played the original Dragon Age Origins and they assumed that by giving a character choices within their game when they're an untalking main character, then that means that they'll be able to basically give the same illusion or the creativity that came from the Dragon Age Origins. And no, they do not. No, they do not at all. God damn it. The thing about Dragon Age Origins is that you basically are the master of your fate. You are given full range behind everything that you do. You are put in a situation as a character, but how that character interacts and deals with the situation that is presented to him within the world is all according to you. But within this game, everything is set out in a predetermined notion, and there's absolutely nothing that you can do. Hell, I chose to save an evil bitch over being a good guy for these fae people, and it did nothing. It didn't matter. Nothing happened. It's just that I chose the evil chick over killing the evil chick at the very end, and that was it. It mattered nothing. It didn't change my gameplay. It didn't alter how people perceived me. It didn't do anything within the grand scheme of the game. I actually went back and played the game both ways and chose different a different outcome to see if there would actually be any significant difference. No, I'm still considered the king of the Southern Fae, and it's just that she's alive and well, and that's it. But that's it. And then I wondered, I was like, so then what the fuck was the point of me doing the side mission? I was invested in doing the side mission because I thought it would do something. And then upon playing other parts of the game, it absolutely did nothing. Still, people referred to me as the king of that area and whatnot, if they recognized that. But other than that, there was no actual change in concept of the game. There weren't people coming after me because they were angry at my choices. There weren't people agreeing with my choice or finding a difference in approach than actually going through the motions of normally what they generally always do. No, there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing. It's just if I go back to that neck of the woods where I was given those missions, people would just address me the same, and then there's one other person sitting on the throne than the person that was there last time. So fuck it. Just fuck it. So there is, and then this happens more times within the game. So it's just the illusion of actual choice or picking different things or having different outcomes or aspects happening to the character, but nothing generally happens. This doesn't affect anything. This doesn't do anything to the story. I found myself with a bunch of fetch quests that just pissed me off because I was like, this is the exact same fucking thing all over again. I'm looking for this item to give it to this person who's then looking for another item to give back to this person. And I'm just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then I found myself in this just fucking quagmire of a concept where I was like, why exactly am I doing this? This isn't making me stronger. It isn't giving me any good loot. It's not actually adhering to anything. And honestly, at the end of it, I get money that I've already gotten. So, and then there's nothing to even buy in this area where I decided to go to this mission in the first place. Even the fucking DLC stuff is incredibly boring and uninteresting, as it does nothing. It's just stone people. And I just found myself for a long period of time dealing with stone people. Hell, I didn't even get equipment or had to do with anything that like changed up exactly what all I would be doing within the game when it came to equipment or anything like that. Because apparently, depending on how or when you play the DLC, actually determines like what the equipment and stuff that you get from there will be like generated towards you. But because the game itself has a decent level generator when it comes to the enemies and the monsters, because the monsters and everything are kind of auto-generated in accordance to how strong you are. So it doesn't really matter like exactly where you are in the game or when you're playing something within the game. The enemies themselves should still technically be a challenge. But like I said, once you get used to playing the enemies, then they're no longer a challenge. It's just kind of annoying. You kind of find yourself going from point A to point B because you have to. And then you're dealing with a plethora of monsters that honestly give you absolutely nothing in terms of leveling up or getting stronger or even getting equipment or stuff like that that comes from defeating them. It's very, very appalling and abysmal upon doing that. The game is fucking boring, man. So, like I said, if the monsters themselves have a leveling up based system, you would think that then it would be very intuitive for them to give that for your character within the game itself. And you couldn't be further from the truth. So another major terrible aspect of this game is that leveling up is something that takes a very, very long fucking time. You have to do a whole bunch of shit in order for you to finally actually level up within the realm of the game. And like I said, I'm near completion and I haven't even scratched the surface of essentially getting different skills, stats, and things like that. But I've been in completing the different side missions, the different extra quests and things like that in order to try to essentially have a well-rounded character, which is what I built, because I generally just like that type of playthrough. Like when my character is able to swing their sword around with brutish strength, but at the same time I got daggers in the back. The concept of basically having arrows, which was really stupid. Whose idea was that? But the concept of having arrows and everything within this game was incredibly dumb. And that teetering onto a different type of playstyle itself was kind of really just stupid, especially when you have monsters and characters that generally like to run up on you and attack you face to face. Having having a weapon like that is just really fucking stupid. I find myself liking using chakrams and two daggers, because that's generally something that I like doing whenever I'm playing a roguelike character within an RPG or something like that. I generally love that type of weapon structure and things like that. Chakrams for long range, the daggers for close range, or the fey blades or whatever. But generally speaking, the game itself is such a mishmash of other shit that it tries to encompass that it doesn't actually make playing in any other type of playstyle than what suits you any type of fun. There's nothing that makes you go like, you know, much like with the Dragon Age games, or even if you are playing like a rogue, you still see the magic that's being done and it just seems very interesting and welcoming. And then upon the game itself kind of opening up that concept to where if you were to play this game again upon being a mage or being someone that fights with a different concept, it would actually affect the story as a whole, because that actually has implications within this world, which makes for a far more compelling experience and a much needed aspect of replayability. Now, I've played Dragon Age Inquisition like fucking twice now, and Dragon Age Origins was just dope, but that game has the concept of replayability. Same thing with fucking Mass Effect. The idea of going back and doing something over and over and over again is intriguing. It's intuitive. It seems fun. This game just seems like a one-shot stop, because there's nothing about it that makes me want to actually replay this again. There's nothing about it that makes me want to just go, okay, how do I tackle this in a different way? No, you only tackle it one way. So then why else would I play this game? Well, maybe you want to collect all the equipment or build the best weapon stats and whatnot. And it's like, to what avail? For what fucking point? What's the reason for that? I'm not even interested in the shit that's going on. Hell, half of the time the game essentially already just makes moves for me, and then I'm just told that I was amazing. Yeah, I don't understand this game. It's really, really bad. Like, and seeing other people basically hoop and holler about the different aesthetics and the things like that within the game, to me, just seems like blind loyalty, because you're happy about all the different elements that are presented within the game, especially like the color palette and how intuitive it is with the design and whatnot. As far as like armor and aesthetics and things like that go, you can head from one area that's a complete desert and wasteland, and then you go to a forest area and the shit looks very much different. wild ass Dragon Age Inquisition, everything looks like a fucking drainy mess of a of an area that's just super depressing. But the world is meant to be super depressing, so you take that for as you will. But still, the story and the characters are other driving aspects within the game. I actually find myself sometimes liking to walk around with different party members just to see them have different interactions with one another, because sometimes while you're playing the game, they just jump up and start saying random shit, which is interesting and fun to me. They've done this before in like Tales of Symphonia, towards like different areas, different little parts that you go to have little small excerpts between the characters, jokingly playing around and kind of just building a rapport with one another. So having elements like that within a game that has a party is interesting. This game, you're kind of rocking solo the whole goddamn time, so there's really no reason to get interested in anybody or anything except for characters that essentially give you missions. And then upon them giving them you missions, all they generally do is just say, hey, go here, do this, kill that, and then come back here. And then that's it. Nothing that actually makes you want to go there to intrigue more on the story. Nothing that actually turns the tide on how you view or care about different characters or your actions that have been placated regularly throughout the game. It sounds like I'm expecting a lot more from this game than I should, but realistically, this game itself was presented within the aspect that it could deliver this stuff, which is one of the reasons why I'm so upset about the concept of this game. It seemed and it felt like it could have delivered all of this stuff, but it fell. It fell hard, as far as I'm concerned, because this shit is just boring. So goddamn boring. Then why do you keep playing it? Play something else. Like I said, I'm just trying to finish it and then I'll be done with the shit. But I am upset that I spent money and time into this shit. I shouldn't have. I really shouldn't have. I should have been playing some of the free games that PlayStation gave people. but I just haven't gotten around to doing it. Oh man, hell, I've barely been able to play this game, but this has been building up for the longest. But I find myself in a conundrum with this game, because the game itself was built as a passion project between this retiree MLB player and it becoming an abysmal sell, marketing sell thing. Cause it was like, what, like 75 mil went into this game or something like that. And it being like this abysmal, game that was released, damn near put the state of Rhode Island in bankruptcy, because there was just so much shit riding on this game, which is a hilarious aspect of the story. And then upon seeing different things about the story, going back to it's a YouTube channel called Gamers, and it's spelled G-A-V-M-E-R-S, and they actually did like one of their episodes going into finite detail about the history of how this game's inception was. And then the release or the concept of the re-reckoning was done for the PS4. In which, once that was being told and placated everywhere, the Gamers episode disappeared. Because, like, I remember looking up and, like, watching it and seeing them talk about the different aesthetics and the different things going on with the game and what the overall history was. And then upon them doing the re-reckoning on the PS4, that just disappeared. So, coincidence? I don't fucking know. Yes, no, it's not a coincidence. But now, all I see is nothing but positive press for the game. It still isn't anything that's like to write home about in terms of sale, but all I see is positive outlooks for the game. And the thing is that I can't help but wonder, because of the fact that this is a game that did so poorly, that someone is still trying to make the money off of it that they invested so much into. That's just only reason I could possibly see its conception being done, considering that the game itself wasn't really anything that great. So if it wasn't that great, wasn't that well received, wasn't that remembered, and it isn't that good, and is not good as an RPG, why the fuck would they re-release it? I wonder. And the thing is that they just re-released it with all the DLC that was already intended and done for the actual PlayStation 3. So better graphics and whatnot doesn't really change overall the craptastic gameplay. I mean, yeah, so I just can't but like know the history and looking into shit like that. And now playing the game, it's like, yeah, this was a fuckfest. I'm playing a game that basically has whack-ass stats and whack-ass mechanics when it comes to different equipment, articles of weapons, as well as armor and shit like that. And then the game itself is just a boring sludge fest of giant fetch quests that amount to dick. I'm not invested in any of the characters. There's no side characters or anything, elements like that, that are actually intriguing. You take a game like Witcher 3, which I know came out way before this, but still, let's just, for for reference's sake, okay? You take a game like Witcher 3, which had a multitude of side quests and things like that, actually have complex and crazy stories involved in those side quests, because those side quests actually made up a bulk of the character that is Geralt. Multiple things that like let you know about the lore, as well as information and things like that going on within the characters, was just generally interesting. But the game also had it to where multiple main missions as well as side missions actually had different outcomes varying on how exactly you presented or acted towards those incidents within the game. So thus the concept of replayability was actually very, very astute. It was a game that had interesting characters, interesting lore, interesting worlds, as well as interesting quest missions and side stories, which then made for a game that a lot of people generally love. Now, I ain't gonna like suck too much of the proverbial dick, because realistically, Witcher 3 was a buggy fuck fest of a mess upon its original inception. And I'm someone who got the game upon it coming out in like the gold edition, which had all the DLC attached to it for like super cheap at a GameStop one day. So yeah, I already know, like, yeah, Witcher 3 wasn't this perfect god of a game upon it originally coming out, but it needed help along the way. But if you've ever played Witcher 3 today, then yeah, you would surmise, like, yeah, this is a pretty cool fucking game. Even the DLCs have alternate, well, the Blood and Wine one, not the one with the genie or evil genie god, something. But I digress. But this game itself is just this sludge fest of a game. I have done so many different quests, so many different things, that even when I walk away and come back to the game, they say names of characters, and I just go, I don't know who that is. And then even upon seeing a character, I go, I still don't know who you are, because it doesn't fucking matter. You have long texts, like in Skyrim. You just have you have these crazy-ass worlds and armor that you can put on, like in fucking World of Warcraft, or other MMOs and whatnot. And considering that that was the original thing that they were trying to create, it makes sense that they would have such a weird ass concept of like loot and shit like that. So treasure chests all over the place, different mechanics to open up treasure chests. This might be locked, this is covered in an enchantment, shit like that, which would make you want to actually spend and use up your skill points. All of these factors are things that sound nice, but actually when implemented are fucking stupid. They don't do anything. You don't really need to level up your lock picking, because you can actually just lock pick. You don't really need to worry about your skill level for anything, because you actually go around and talk to people who can raise up your skill levels. You don't really need to worry about your stats or anything like that, because it surmises to actual dick in the wake of how you actually play the game. So once you find a playstyle that you're comfortable with, there's absolutely no reward whatsoever to play any other way within the game, because there is no reason to play any other way within the game. God, it does absolutely nothing. This game is an abysmal torrent of stupid. It is just stupid. People generally might like it because of the stats stuff, because of the things that you could do with the equipment, how you can handle blacksmithing mechanics and whatnot. There are a lot of people who love smithing mechanics within video games. And much like with Witcher 3, the alchemy aspect of Witcher 3 is something that is incredibly stupid. You do not need to learn how to use all of those fucking plants that you collect within the game, because you don't really need to. You can just fight monsters and use your skills in doing that. Even the potion stuff, which is cool to see the little black veins go on Geralt's face and whatnot. Yeah, that's cool and everything, but it doesn't do anything. Hell, it's like knowing any other of the different signs aside from the push one or the mind control one, because you need the mind control in order for you to talk to people. But other than that, you don't really need to do the other sign stuff. It seems like good game mechanics, but it all amounts to dick. And as the thing is that with Kingdoms of Amalur, that's the whole game. The whole game amounts to dick. Everything is dick. This is just bad. I don't even care about nothing that's going on. I haven't been invested in anything that's being presented within the game. I don't understand why this game essentially just has so much fluff and sparkles added to it, but at its core, at the very core of the game, it's nothing. It is absolutely nothing. And I urge anyone who is thinking about buying this game or playing it, don't fall into the hype. There is no story. There is no character. There is nothing that you do outside of your character that actually equates to making decisions. The crafting mechanics is whatever. You don't need it. The leveling mechanics is whatever. It doesn't even fucking matter. And all the game amounts to is dick. I understand why they re-released it, because they needed to make that money back somehow, but I also understand why it did bad in the first place. This is a bad game. And that's all. I naturally was just going to actually do like a fucking manga recommendation, but upon me realizing that, like, you know, I want to finish up this game, then I was like, you know what? I'm going to finally get this shit off my chest with this one, because I'm about to be done with it, and so let's knock this out of the park. So with that, good folks, I'd like to thank you all for listening in. And hey, if your opinions differ from mine on the Re-Reckoning, more power to you. You just like a bad game. And I've seen plenty of people say that they really liked a bad game. Hell, my little brother told me that he liked this game. I do not care. This game is bad. It is a bad game. Bad mechanics, bad everything. It is bad. It is really bad. If you like RPGs, this is bad. But hey, you know, more power to you. But like I said, more power to you. You like a bad game. So with that, I'm going to end it here. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame. You can check me out on anchor.fm/Daniel the Flame if you want to see more of my content like this. I upload regularly, almost one episode every day. So be sure to check out more of my stuff and my content with that. And as always, good people, I hope you had fun. Oh, also, you can check me out on heytheflame@gmail.com if you want to email me. You check my email at heytheflame@gmail.com, or you can go to Twitter at Daniel the Flame if you would like to contact me and let me know what you think about all this stuff and everything. Appreciate it. Thanks. I hope you had fun. Yeah. And as always, I hope you had fun.